Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy connecting the light. I think I could say my long-awaited and well-anticipated guest, Jeannie Townsend, is with us and will give us a lot of information about the City of Light that has caused, I think it's true to say, quite a stir amongst my subscribers. So I'm looking forward to this conversation. I won't call it an interview. So welcome to the programme, Jeannie.
Hi, Mike. It's so good to talk to you. It's been a while here, but boy, have you turned everybody on. Thank you, please.
Oh, you're very welcome. I feel very attracted to, let's call it, the project that you're doing. And I have no doubt at all that it's totally genuine, and we will see the prototype City of Light come down in Sedona very soon. But first, let's just have a little bit about your background. I gather that your first interest in life was with your puppets and later the marionettes, and you actually performed professionally from Disneyland, and you later, and this rather makes me smile in a way, that you expanded a tiny storefront theatre four times into a two-story, 5,000-square-foot building. Yeah. That's amazing. And you've calculated that you've entertained thousands of kids and parents for 18 years. So that was an interesting start to your life. Okay. Now, where did the City of Light come in?
City of Light came in a little later. I had always figured that God, whatever anybody thinks that is, was going to take care of me because I had to use them a lot as I grew up. I started out actually being stuttering. I couldn't talk at all. High school dropout. But the puppets, as you talk about them, really gave me theater status where I was able to perform on stage, any place. And as I did, I began to talk. As I was on stage, I could talk. If I walked off, I was stuttering again. So throughout the years of working with the marionettes and the puppets and having Genie Land, which was my theater, you just spoke up, this got to be, wow, I got a cure. It wasn't too long after, well, the theater ran about 18 consecutive years in Los Angeles, California. And about that time, I met Dr. Reverend Bill Townsend, not knowing that God had put me in his path because he was a meditation teacher. He made his transition in 1997, but he could get the silence. And I got to learn from him. He became my mentor. And during this time, we found out when he was in a meditation state that he was able to what we call transferring audio information to the scene out here. It's like channeling. My teachers say, not channeling, just you're doing trans audio. And during that time when we started finding out that there was something going on that neither one of us knew, because neither one of us had been a channel that we know of. And with that, Bill began to bring through voices, and these voices became my teachers. And when he left in 97, I thought, there goes all my teachers. But what they did during this time was to begin bringing in information on the City of Light. And we didn't know what that was. We were at that point living in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I started taking dictation of what was said, and pretty soon we found out there was a pattern, so much so that he was told to go into the guest room and take down any drawings that was given to him. Now, he couldn't draw a straight line, Mike, and what came through were architectural drawings of a couple of places, the plot plan itself, but a couple of areas in the city that are most important in running the whole city. So I, when you wanted me to get into that, then we'll march into that. But Bill started it all. When he left me enough of insights and meditative state that I began writing with the other hand. And when I did that, I could transfer to the right hand. And I was getting worse that I had to go look them up in the dictionary because I had never seen these words before.
Right.
You know how that goes. It
is.
It has been a wonderful trip. And what I can say at this point, I bring such good news, Michael, of something's coming, and it is heart-filled. It is total love, and it's total healing. And everybody I'm talking to are, it must be time because people are hooking on to this now. And I have had it under wraps, oh, for about 30, in fact, in the closet under my theatrical clothes, all the tapes, all the cassettes of everything that was brought through during the time Bill was doing this. So someday they'll go into a museum, I guess, if they don't put me in one. So that's where it is right now.
Are you saying that Bill actually designed the City of Light or the buildings in it?
No. No, he didn't know anything about it either. His inner teachers began speaking through to him. And I'd be sitting on the floor with a tape recorder. And as Bill would give the information, it would go on the cassette tapes. And then I would transfer that into longhand. And eventually, when I learned how to do a little typing, I would type them out. So we have all the tapes. I have all the cassettes. But that time, I had to take over. It was either stop everything or begin learning some more. So guidance told me, you are to continue with this. You are to take it to its full extent. You are to talk to President Obama, and you are to talk to the United Nations on this. And I'm going, who, me? Yes, absolutely. Who are you? So I am. I'm just blessed to be able to tell anybody anything about this city, and of course my book has a lot of it in it. But any questions you want to ask me, I am open. It'll just come through. I have no idea what I'm going to say.
Okay. Right now, you said in the book that the city, or the prototype City of Light, is holographic. Do you mean by that the final one would be more physical, although of a higher vibration than the Earth, or are they all holographic?
Well, I had to learn about the hologram and the holovex and the whole everything. And this, and so they took me back. My teachers took me back many years to the pyramid. Oh, yes. Okay. I wasn't too crazy about going there, but that's all right. So he took me back to that, and they said, this is a hologram. Oh, really? Why do I need this big pyramid? I've seen pictures of them dragging stones to put it together and whatever. Mm-hmm. But my thought was, who is the architect for this beautiful Egyptian, whatever it is. I've lost my word. And what I found out was that Bill had always been a follower of Hermes Trismegistus. And also the next step when I started searching all this out was that he was the architect of the Giza pyramid. It was right. No wonder Bill was interested in him. So then following that, I said, okay, because I learned more about Bill through his books after he left than I did when we were together. And what happened was I was told that Hermes is the architect of this city. Oh, I'm getting emotional. Of the City of Light. That's where the information come in. When he had, when Hermes had this mystery school down in the center of his pyramid, Bill, many centuries ago, was one of his students. Uh-huh. And so much so, he was able to do the same kind of magic that Hermes did. Anyway, later, that's why he was interested in it so much. Mm. Later, well, after Bill left, I recognized that there was something else going on here when they're telling me I need to talk to President Obama. I said, why am I doing this? I ask a lot of questions, Mike. And they said, because a few centuries after that, President Obama was also a student of Hermes. And he is encoded in the DNA that this city is coming in. I'm going, whoa, this has been quite an adventure. But that, Bill started it all. He did, I just picked it up where he left and have been following it ever since. When they're telling me that this city was coming in, my little kid mind says, well, can I go see it before it gets here? Sure, they said. You can go see it. Mike, it took me years to be able to get to that mental point where I could go in and see what this place was about. But it did come true. And I can walk you through a little bit of what's inside the city if you want to see. If you want me to do that?
Oh, please do.
Does that sound like a groovy idea?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, the first, the city is a hologram just like anything else is. The whole thing. You know, I'm sitting on a chair, but there's no chair here. To me, this is a lot of fun. I started asking questions. Okay, why do we need a city? Why do we need a city of light? And they said, you're so far back in the dinosaur time. Look how you need a healing. Your planet needs to be healed. Your planet needs to be no wars. Mike, there will be no more wars. None.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
They are very definite on this. And that is good. That's good for everything. So
absolutely.
They said, because it takes you, God bless your doctors and scientists, it takes you so long to find a cure for something that three other maladies have picked up in between. You have to use space technology to bring forth what it is that you need. So this great idea that God got was, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to drop this city right in the middle of them. It's not a vision that you might see somebody on a tree trunk or something and it disappeared. This is coming into three dimensions. This is coming into our planet. You and I can walk into it, and that sounds like a lot of fun. And and with that, we are often running to get some healing. This is such a, the whole city is just for healing. This prototype, the first one, there will be other ones. There'll be 14 other ones that are on the blueprint around the planet. But we have to have one in because that's going to shake up the troops in the first place. And but with people able to go in and get a healing from something that has never before happened on this planet, ever. And all of a sudden, we're going to wake up and see that this is here. Okay, so we need a city because we need to get healed, and it takes us so long to do that. My next question was, why the United States? Of all the holy places on this beautiful planet, why the United States? Are we that holy? Sound like it a lot of times, especially over here. And they said, the city has been called Jerusalem for a long time. They said, how do you spell Jerusalem? And it's encoded, and I had to go look it up, really. But right in the middle of the word is U.S. I did.
All right, yes.
That well. But there was, looking at that, okay. Okay, now we know why we need to be healed. It's going to be, the USA is the first one. And why Sedona? Sedona, Arizona, we are interesting people up here. And what I was told is that the vortexes that you have, the portals that you have, and also the star system all meet. And this is the place that this is the first one is. To appear, not only Sedona area, because this is big, Mike. This is huge miles. It will spread out all the way down to Phoenix and all the way up to the Grand Canyon. This is not just some baby. So then we look at what people are saying. The weather is changing. We got weather we've never had before. And they say, they're writing me, say, why are we having this kind of weather? To bring in this kind of a city, it's going to hit our atmosphere and something's got to change. And this is why everything is all up in a flux right now. People are changing, the weather's changing, but it's all for the good. We get through this cockamamie stuff we're doing right now, we're going to do fine. Personally, they're working with me in my light system. I walk around and try to stay in balance. I work in both worlds. And occasionally I come out of Sedona so I can straighten up and walk straight. Right. Because it is that, it is going on that much. It, the portals, Michael, are opening up all over. All right. over. And the underworld and the top, we're kind of like an Oreo sandwich, we're right in the middle. The top is cities coming down and the bottom's coming up. And we get all the good stuff right in the middle,
right.
Which is where it is anyway. Okay.
Okay. You mentioned there that the city would appear, but I believe you also refer to it as being lowered. Now, how is this happening? It's in a slightly higher vibration and it's being lowered. What will make it suddenly appear?
The city
appear?
Itself, they tell me, is... It's three dimensions. It's three levels. I'm just repeating what they tell me. Three levels. One of the visits, Mike, I don't know if this will help. One of the visits into the city, the vision visits I go and take, my inner guide, Laluk, had me go out to where there was an empty space. And he said, look. And I'm going, what am I looking at? He said, look up. And this spaceship was coming down, bringing a completed building, then putting it on the city ground. He said, this, Jeannie, this is why you and Dr. Bill, at first, we thought we were going to build this thing. And then we came to our senses and said, number one, we don't have the time, the government won't have, it's too far advanced for anything we did. He said, my guide said, this is where it's going to go. This whole, they're just bringing it down, all in one piece. So when the city comes in, it's done, finished. We don't have to do anything but raise our consciousness. That would help. And everything's in place, ready to go. This is, not only is this absolutely, I've been with Mike, I've been with this material for almost 30 years. There is nothing I haven't heard about. Well, I bring things up to date. I do want to keep it up to date, and that's what the people like to hear about. Okay, this is here, read your book, delighted. What's happening right now to bring, when is, the big question is when? When is this thing coming in? And one guy asked me if it's going to land on his house, and I said, no, it's not going to land on his house. There are a few things I have to try and figure out from a human interest part, too. But indeed, it is coming in, and we need something. We need to wake up and see what they're doing to our planet. One of the things that happened when Bill was doing his trans audio and I was putting it on tape is that there was movies with ETs, and they were not very nice to ETs at that. And I asked, I said, are they coming to conquer us? There was a pause. And Mike, this is what was said. What's to conquer? What's to conquer? What have you done with your planet? What have you done with your forest? What do you do with your animals? What do you do? You're trying to move ahead, but you're in the stagecoach age. It's taking you too long to do that. And he says, you want to go, you want to talk to other planets. You want to converse with them. You're not in the running. Your consciousness is too low. And this is what's, now that we have your attention with the city coming in, that has never been here before. The whole thing is going to break open. And God love you. You started breaking that open when we got in contact with you with Renee. God bless her. So I am delighted. I am so delighted. So ask me some more questions, and I'll throw you some more answers.
I know from having read your book that the appearance, let's call it that, of the City of Light is linked with 11-11-11 in as much, and you can confirm that this is still the case, that it has to appear after 11-11-11. I guess that's because it is anticipated there will be a higher level of consciousness on the earth, but you also relate it to disclosure. They have said there is no particular date for it, but nevertheless, you have indicated that the lowering of the city, and I think this is correct, could, in certain circumstances, take place on the 27th of December this year. Now, perhaps you'd like to follow on my comments and correct me if I'm wrong, or just add your own information there.
Well, let's start with 11-11-11. I didn't know anything about 11-11, except people were saying it's the time for ascension, and we're all getting up in a higher level, so to speak. What I was told was that during this time, 11-11-11, that there would be a tsunami love wave that would wrap this whole planet in love. Everybody, leaving out not even the animals and the bugs and whatever, are going to feel love. We're going to be able to turn around and look at somebody that we may have hated before, and they will feel love. Mm-hmm. How long this lasts, I don't know that. Up in Sedona, there's going to be a week that will be celebration, and I don't know what all, because this is the birthing place of this city, which is, they say, what I've been told is that Sedona is to go galactic, mm-hmm. and that means the first to have the power that's strong enough to bring this baby in. The whole thing is like you have to get people into a certain mode of feeling love. It's like if you've seen Avatar, it says, I see you. Hmm. Take it up one more step. I am you.
Yes.
Excuse me. I just picked up that emotion. That we are one. We are all one. And the fun of the new babies that they just love coming into this world. We're going to feel that for however length of time. And those who are asking, when is the city coming in? I don't have a definite date. First comes the 11-11-11 thing. Once we get past that, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and there's a lot of people who channel out there, all kinds of good stuff. This one I'm totally into because that's where I got to be. This is why I'm here, they say. But once we get that over, then the next signal will be when the city is coming in. I'm pretty sure. What I was told, and that was probably in the book too, that people are very interested in the Mayan calendar, which is understandable. And that 2012, this is going to be a good time, too. What the teachers are telling me through my systems is that when the Mayans put the calendar together, they had no idea that time was going to collapse. And that coming before 2011, something's going to happen because time is now, I think we're doing... I needed an example. Give me an example. If time is collapsing, how much time are we doing in one day? I take it to that point. And they say we're doing 842 days in one.
Right.
And the scientists don't know why everything's heated up. Yeah, that's that's pretty good. for especially for us women who are doing six things at the same time and trying to do more. Mm. We're in the now. We're bringing it so that we are, the future is already here, the past is gone, and we're releasing like crazy, that this is the stuff that it we're getting a new life coming, right? A new life, and it is going to be this planet. What they tell me is this planet's going to shine in the heavens like the moon. That's the intent of getting us healed. No more wars, no more of this, no, and more of more love. We just, love is the only thing that heals. It's either love or it isn't. And if it isn't love, we don't need it. So we're going to get rid of it and go right to where everybody is our brother or sister. And I'm for that. I'm for that. I'm getting emotional. So.
Right.
Got more questions?
Well, you didn't refer to some information they must have given you a while back that related the lowering of the city to the end of this year. Now, they said that if there was a certain timeline, projected timeline of disclosure, I got the impression they were saying the city could appear as early as the end of this year.
Anything is possible. Doing the impossible is what we're doing, because people will say, yeah, right, the city coming down. Uh-huh, okay. And he says, well, you're out there telling people this. What if they don't believe you? I said, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen anyway. Mm. It's just taking place. It's what is happening now. Just because something hasn't happened before doesn't mean, see, I believe in the possible. Not only is it possible, but probable with this. So, well, you can't go into the city like I've been and see what is in there in the different buildings for healing everything you can think of and a few things we haven't thought of yet to capture in our bodies. But I am very excited. I'm tuned in. I'm turned on, and I'm excited. And I've been that way for as I weave my way in and out of all the new information and putting it down like the Embassy of Peace. All this right. is a magnificent building. You're talking about ETs? When I go into this building, it's like an amphitheater. It's that big. I would be like coming in from backstage, and right in front of me is a horseshoe-shaped table-like thing with five entities on it. And their backs are to the audience. And the audience can see what I'm saying. That audience, Michael, is filled with hundreds of ETs. I've been able to talk to a couple of them up close and personal. But the main thing is that the love that is coming from that audience will almost blows you away. You can't believe, we don't know love yet. We've got such love coming that it's going to be worth getting up for in the morning. But the ETs, they're wonderful. I'm not talking about the Greys or whatever. These are real, well, the Galactic Federation. They are friends who have gotten together in the cosmos to bring forth this city, to bring it forth and shape this planet up. And since we're walking on it, it's the only thing we can walk on, it'd be nice to have something that's really, really nice. Make any sense?
Absolutely, yes. And I should make the point for people who haven't yet read your book that the city gives healing that is total, and there is no surgery or needles used.
Absolutely. Everything's done with light.
Right. So tell us about, say, a typical journey from the time you enter the gate to get to the Embassy of Peace. Because you've spoken of walking or traveling through the Park of Relaxation, etc., etc. So just tell us sort of an imaginary journey, how it would work out.
Okay. Oh, this is a fun trip, so tune in. I'm not normal, Mike. It's okay. But I am getting natural, so that's pretty good. The right. gates, there are four gates that I have seen so far. Right. And the gates are five stories high. They're horseshoe-shaped. And all around the horseshoe-shaped entrance is gold. All the buildings in the city are white with gold trim. Let me set that so you can kind of get that picture.
Yeah.
The coating around the gate entrance is, it looks like decoration, but it's encoded. So anybody who comes up to those gates, they feel like they have come home. This is heaven on earth. We have come home. And everybody feel welcome. If somebody is walking next to you that's from another country and you don't speak their language, you don't have to. You'll know what they're saying. This is such space tech stuff that even I blink right now. So you're walking through the gates, you're into this building, and you're into this city, and turning to the left, where the way I did, there's a park. Beautiful park, big park, and has benches where you can sit down and rest. They're massage benches. You sit down and you get massaged. If you're walking across and it looks like there's stones on the ground, they're stepping stones, and they massage your feet. Then you might walk into near a healing pool. What are healing pools? They're pools, but the water in them isn't exactly water. If you have a sore finger, you put your finger into that pool, and it heals. And I asked, well, what if kids had, it heals skin abrasions of all kinds. What if you have kids that have acne? He said, dip your fingers in and rub it on your face. Oh, wow, I didn't have acne, so I didn't have anything to lose. But there'd be a lot of teenagers happy to do that.
Yeah.
Then when you're walking in the city, there's a place Mike called Memory Manor. Again, it's a white building and with gold, and I mean real gold. This guy goes first class. The Memory Manor, you ever have a thought come up, a memory come up that you can't get rid of and it makes you sad or it makes you happy? But you don't want it anymore. I remember that. What you do is you'll go in the Memory Manor. You'll sit down in one of the, what they call pods. You sit down with a guide. It's not a room full. It's just personal. And you think of that memory. And up on a huge screen in front of you, you see it. That the image is right there. You can see it and you think, oh, well, that was sad. I don't want to look at that anymore. But the kicker is you have no emotions for it. You are just, oh, it's a picture. I remember that. Okay. It's gone. It's over. Goodbye. And we get rid of stuff that we don't need anymore by going into the Memory Manor. And as you walk out, just in case you still want to stay victim to that image, there's a light shower, not water, it's light, that gets rid of any residue you might want to carry out with them to be sad after that. I got to tell you about the birthitarium. The women who have ever been a mother or considering being a mom, this is the way to have a baby. I was taken into this building and I asked my guide, what is this? And they said, it's a birthitarium. This is where babies are born. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, being a mom of two, I remember it well. He said, no, come on, look over the edge. So I was on a little terrace-like, and I looked down, and there were three women giving birth at the same time. There was no instruments. There was no drugs. There was no cussing. There was smile. The babies were being born giggling or gurgling, whatever babies do when they're born. And they were having a birthing party. And I remember saying, you know, this is the way God meant it in the first place. This has the God touch. And women are going to want to have their babies in the city because they're preset, ready to have those kids. There is just so many buildings with no matter what you need to have done. Let me tell you about the light modules because I use that now if I got to source something or other. I go to the light module. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're on a plot plan and there's several of those around the city. You know, when you go into a doctor and you have to fill out all the papers, who had this and who had that, and you probably brought it with you, you're going to have it too. You don't do that. You walk through a screen, and that screening has your DNA in it. So when you're going in to get healed of whatever, it's already known by the attendants inside. They know what they need to do. So they have you lay down on a flotation bed. It has no legs on it. It's just kind of floats. The music, there is your favorite sounds, healing sounds is going on. The music is absolutely angelic. The fragrances, and there are fragrances that your body can hold. Beautiful. So you lay down on this flotation table, and this is where a lot of the healings and lights take place. I see this all the time because I've been in there a few times. Overhead, it could be any kind of lights dedicated to heal whatever somebody is having. They could be colored lights, they could be spots, they could be floods, they could be something other. Under the table, electromagnetic field, pulling those lights into the body. I saw... Oh, okay, I said that. And with that, I saw one patient one time that had a laser, like a laser light. He had back problems. And that laser light went into each of the discs in the back, right into the bone itself to get healed. The only way, they say the healing of the future is light. No, we're going to throw away the knives, the needles, and all the rest of that stuff because they're not going to work anymore. We're getting rid of them. And so that's what happens in the light module. Sometimes you're under the lights for 3 minutes of one kind, maybe 4 minutes of another kind. And when you get up to go, you're going to feel one heck of a lot better. I know, I've been there. So that's some of what's going on in the park or in the city itself. That's just part of it. Some of the buildings, I said, I've already said they're all white and they have gold. When I looked out of one building, I could see the top of another building and there was a dome on there. It was gold. And I thought, my gosh, that is really, they even got the roofs gotten gold. What I didn't realize until somebody poked me and said, it's a spaceship. The spaceships land right on top of the building. We want this. We need this, Mike. We really need this city. So I'm with it.
Will there be enough room in these buildings for the thousands of people that will want to go to it for healing?
I was asked this yesterday when I did a city meetup, like we're talking about here, and they lived in Phoenix, and they said, are we going to be able to get up there? The traffic is going to be tremendous.
Yes.
I think at the first opening, it's going to draw attention from all over the world. The government will send, in fact, I asked, I said, what happens when the city... when the cities land? He said, well, the government will send out the jets, and I could see them being sent out. The funny part was they could not find it. There was so much light.
Yeah.
And some of the reasons for the light, I want to tell you about the high towers. On each of the corners of the plot plan that Bill brought through, They're called high towers. They're 1,500 feet in the air.
Gosh.
There's four of them that I've seen. What they're doing, and up at the top of these towers, it has like a catcher's mitt coming in from space, and has for centuries, are energy capsules. They're called UPPCs, uniphase power capsules. They dock into this catcher's mitt. That energy goes down and lights up the city. Not only the city, but states around. So it's pretty easy to see. We have to get used to this stuff before the second one. This one city won't take care of the whole world. However, that's where they say there's 14 more coming up that are in the blueprint now, and they will come all around the planet. Once the first one is accepted and people are getting used to, if you can get used to such a thing happening, the other ones will pop up one by one. So the questions I'm getting, is there going to be one by my house? Is there going to be one? I don't have all the locations at this point. But as I can see why everybody would want one here.
Right.
But what I'm told, they ask me, well, when's this going to happen? My teachers tell me it's under wraps. First things first. First we get the first one in. Then the energy from everybody will pick up, and that will begin to bring in the next one and the next one. We're going to glow in the heavens. We're going to do this, Mike. I know for sure.
Right.
And I'm a Jedi in training, so.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the Council of Masterminds.
Say again?
The Council of Masterminds, the Chamber of Masters.
Masters. Oh, I love your accent.
Right.
The MCFP. I look forward to meeting you in person, you know. This is fun. In the embassy, like I said, these are ETs from and the Galactic Federation, whatever that is, from all over the universe. One in particular has talked to me. He had to learn the English language, which I understand was not that easy. The space entities that I am talking with, they talk in sound. They don't talk so much in words like you and I are doing right now. They're in sound. And that sound or tones are what is helping to bring forth the city. I work with a lot of energy and tones with the four keys. So this kind of thing, they are masters from all over the universe. They've got a group. Thousands of people have been working to bring this thing in because and get cleaned up. I said, I one time asked, is any other of the planets doing this? And they said, there's five planets being cleaned up. I was afraid to ask the next question, where are we in the lineup?
Right.
He said, next to the end. Oh, God, at least we're not. We'll be at the end of the line here, but we're next to it. It's just
right.
Spectacular.
Absolutely.
I can't take it in my mind. I can only take it through words. Maybe the technology will come up with it when I'm saying something. It'll come on a screen so you can see it. Because there is so much and more coming through all the time, Michael. I have about, I don't know how many thin books. 30, 40, 50 in the book, you know, and I send you some of them as they come in. They say, come back to the embassy. So I get quiet in the morning and take out my notepad and start writing in longhand what I see and hear and I'm told. And then I send it out to wherever it's supposed to.
Yes. Now, some people might not be aware that in the past, not too far back, that in starseed transmissions, Ken Carey actually referred to the city cities of light. And also in quite recent times, there was a mention in one of the messages from Archangel Michael. So we're not talking about something that's entirely new. People will have some knowledge of it. It's been predicted for quite a long time.
I told Renee, this is like we're putting the pieces of the puzzle together to make the picture. Mm. There are so many masters out there, beautiful entities, who have worked diligently through centuries to get us lifted one way or another. And we got somebody that we can talk to, and somebody will give us guidance. And many light workers out there are ready to have something spectacular happen, too, so they can get validation. I've been doing this for how long? What's happening? When is this going to happen? I thoroughly understand this whole thing. Why I was picked up by the collar and told to tell all this, I don't know. But I am pleased to share whatever comes through. Take it, layer it, throw it in a round file. It doesn't make any difference. It's going to happen anyway.
Now, Jeannie, time's speeding along, as it usually does these days. I want to give you ample time to give our listeners your website address and any details you would like to add about your book, The City of Light, Sedona.
Well, with all this information coming through, we had to do something with it. It was piling up at the house. So I gathered the information. And my business partner, Charles Betterton, is the publisher. He published it. And we're getting ready to, I had so many visits into the Embassy of Peace, we're getting ready to look for another whole thing going on here. The people who have got really interested, and Michael, I got to tell you, I'm having more fun talking to people all over the planet. It is and sending these books out. And I guess they're coming through another way, too. The what I have here, if they want to know about the book, they go to www.cityoflightsedona.com. And Charles Betterton's name can be on it, and he'll give them the information. And I'll sign them, and I'll send them out with so much love, you just wouldn't believe it, if that will help any. Otherwise, I've got my email, the Jeannie Connection, GENII.com.
Jeannie Connection, MSN.com.
Oh, the Jeannie Connection, MSN.com. Well, I'm spacey today. What can I tell you? The Jeannie Connection at MSN.com. GENII. Like a genie that grants wishes. And I do. Okay. Just make sure you want them.
All right, that's wonderful.
I pull now, strings and grab.
Did I hear you say you are in the process of producing another book?
Well, we're gathering the material of all the embassy, because there's about maybe 39 or 40 in the book. But I've been there so many times since that I'm collecting them and putting them together, and Renee will clean them up, so that'll be good. And then we'll see where that's going to go. It's a follow-up. But to have the first book, it's got the story, it's got whatever it was I did when I did it. And I'm just so pleased to be able to sign them and send them out. I've had so many new people, thanks to you and Mike. And anything I can do to help you or anybody else, you've got, just let me know. Just know that I'm totally into the city, and I got good news because something's coming.
Yes, it really is. It's creating quite a stir. Now, you did mention that about Obama and his link with Egypt, having been a student of Hermes. Perhaps for people who haven't quite made up their mind about Obama, you might like to confirm one or two other short messages, because I believe they refer to him as a pillar of light.
Yeah, They have. Well, I'm not into Democrats and whatever. Who's ever doing whatever they're doing out there? I only know God and light. That's in the city. One of the things that happens when they said you will speak to President Obama, I'm saying, oh yeah, right. How do I do that? And first, what happens is very quickly here that when I have a mentor or somebody in show business that has been good to me or made me laugh or whatever, I recreate them in marionette form as a gift. And they can keep it as a family heirloom or they can put it out for auction. And that's what I have done with the Obamas. I have recreated them for their children.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, and I'll give it to them. Time runs. Okay. Did I answer that?
Yes, you have. I'm going to take the last minute of the program to announce my guest for next week, but I can probably spare you another minute and a half. Is there any message you would like to give our listeners as you close?
Is this city of light possible? That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart say yes. Not only possible, but probable. And I'm Jeannie Townsend, and I approve this message. Thanks, Mike, for all you've done.
You certainly
and
will.
And for all we'll do. Anything I can help you with.
Thank you very much.
I love making new friends.
It's been wonderful speaking with you and hearing all the good news. Thank you very much, Jeannie.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Right, friends, next week I've got the return of Lou Soma, who channels the Pleiadians, and he has written an earlier book about them, and he particularly wants to talk about the Pleiadian way where relationships are concerned. And I've read his book, and I can assure you it will make very interesting listening. Lou is, in fact, one of my favourite guests, so I'm sure you'll enjoy having him back. So thank you for being with me today, and I hope you can make it next week. God bless you all. Thank you.